The North Carolina Board of Elections on Tuesday began giving the Wake County District Attorney's Office the files it needs to decide whether to press charges related to last November's election in the 9th District congressional race. Election fraud charges so far have only concerned the November 2016 general election and the 2018 primary. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
Wake County District Attorney Lauren Freeman says it's going to take her office up to 2 months to review what she says are voluminous files from the November election. The Board of Elections files include interviews with roughly 100 people and 1,000 pages of testimony and documents. Freeman says that could mean additional charges for Bladen County political operative McCrae Dallas.
But also, you know, others who may have been involved, both from a standpoint of working as part of the operation, but also, you know, what if any additional individuals who are involved with financing the operation.
So far, Dallas and four others have been charged with felonies related to the 2016 general election and the May 2018 primary. During the State Board of Elections evidentiary hearing last month, Dallas employee Lisa Brett was an important witness for the board. She said she illegally collected absentee mail ballots from voters and that Dallas told her ways to conceal doing so. One way, she said, was to make sure she signed her name as a voting witness in the same color ink as the voter's signature. Britt has not been charged, but Freeman said that doesn't mean her office is going to deal with her.
There have been no promises made to anyone in regards to moving forward criminal investigation and prosecution, and we've been very clear about doing that. Generally speaking, you know, people who cooperate with investigations and who admit responsibility early on certainly fare better in the long run in the criminal justice system, but there have been no promises made.
The filing period for the new 9th District special election begins Monday. The party primaries are scheduled for May 14th. On Wednesday, former Mecklenburg Commissioner Matthew Reidenhauer, a Republican, said he's running. He joins Union County Commissioner Stoney Rushing, Stevie Rivenbark of Fayetteville, and David Blackwelder of Raleigh, who have said they're running. Only one Democrat has announced, Dan McCready, who trailed Mark Harris by 905 votes before the board called for a new election. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.